before you consider whether it is in the public interest, you must have a realistic prospect of conviction. Now, since these charges were laid in 2005, and these charges would have been laid out of transactions or concerning transactions from 1998 to 1999. Since these charges were laid, certain things would have happened in relation to the witnesses over the years. So if critical witnesses are dead, unavailable, out of the jurisdiction, not cooperating, you wouldn't have a realistic prospect of conviction. In addition to which, when you are assessing how realistic the prospect of conviction is, you also have to look at what possible defenses the defendants are likely to raise and how likely are those defenses to gather traction in the court, because obviously that would impact and impinge upon your prospect of conviction. So, up until this point here, we haven't gone to the public interest, because if you don't cross the first hurdle, you do not consider the public interest factor.